Welcome to the I'm Still Here podcast. I'm your host, Heather Jose. In 1998, at the age of 26, I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. It changed everything for us, but I'm still here. And we're here to talk to you about life with metastatic disease. We know it's not easy. We know that there are challenges that never get talked about, but we're here to walk with you through them, to show you some hope, some inspiration, and to help you make a plan so that you can join me in saying, I'm still here.
Welcome back.
Happy February 14th.
2/14.
I thought maybe today we would talk a little bit about kind of, one, our thoughts on 2/14, mm-hmm. Right? Because most people call it Valentine's Day. But I feel like we do it a little different.
Yeah. So. We don't give Hallmark any money.
No.
Never have. It definitely seems like a scam. Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of history on it, and don't yell at me. You don't know. You're right, I don't know. But it seems like this billions of dollars that certain companies make off of this made-up holiday just rubs me the wrong way. It's kind of like Disney. Disney rubs me the wrong way. They just do.
This is not an episode about Disney. We'll just agree to disagree on that.
Okay.
But I felt like it also, it's important to talk about kind of all of the feelings that get brought up around this, you know, the Valentine's Day, right? We always call it February 14th. We don't even use the name of Valentine's Day.
I think I started that.
Yeah.
Probably just to get out of Valentine's Day a long time ago, because I probably forgot.
It probably also doesn't hurt that your birthday is the next day. So there's a little bit of that, too.
Okay.
But I think it's just worth talking about that there's a lot of expectations for this kind of day. And when you're dealing with cancer and have had all these things, a lot of it's not good.
Yeah.
It can be really negative, I feel like. So
what pops into your head there? What
do you mean? Well, one, I think, let's say if you do have a partner, the pressure for it to be a really like sexy type of night where like that's really hard for, I think, a lot of people to kind of go, okay, let's say lingerie. I mean, who feels good in lingerie when you don't feel great about your body, right?
Yep.
You know, this whole just turn on this sexy type of, you know, persona when you're in the midst of, you know, just some really difficult things.
And getting back to it, these are the parts that other people don't think about or see. It's not in the forefront when many people with metastatic cancer are dealing with their bodies that's been torn up.
Yeah.
Just torn up. Yeah. And a lot, in a million little cuts, we're talking, you know, right. and some major ones, but body's just been tore up. But the whole, well, I'm thankful to be here. And this just brings out the, well, I am here and I'm not thankful about that.
Right.
You know, because I'm here, I now get the privilege of going, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the part that other people don't see.
Yeah. And there is that whole, you know, from the outside, we look normal. Like, reconstruction has happened, and the hair has grown in, and all of those kind of things. Or maybe you never even lost your hair at this point, you know, with treatment being what it is. But the scars are there. And I think more than even from a physical standpoint, they're in me. Yeah. Like, they're, you know, a part of just who I am now. And so I just feel like we need to remove the pressure of this day. Like, I would like 2/14, February 14th, to be a day of do something for yourself. Have, you know what I mean? Take care of yourself in some way. Ask your partner if you have a partner, you know, or talk to them about it. And maybe there's a different way to kind of celebrate your relationship or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and you keep on, you know, if you have a partner, this day's almost harder for people who don't.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I think it singles out this, you know, this all, we should all be in love, and it's just not true, and I don't think that people have to be in a relationship to have a really fulfilling, great life, mm-hmm. and I think it just...
Well, and it's the people who do want a relationship that haven't found the person
right.
that feel like they're losing out on that, or failing, or, you know, yeah. many of those things. And this yeah. day just smacks them right in the face.
Yeah.
Because everything's about, you know, getting something.
Yeah, and I've noticed now that we even do it, like, in elementary schools. You can buy a sucker, or you can buy a something for somebody else. And I just think, I don't know, it's so overdone, and we just need to kind of... I get the intent of it is still good. Buy it for your friends, that kind of stuff. But it just, I feel like it leaves so many people feeling kind of bad about themselves, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't, it's, first of all, it's not going away.
No.
What would make it better? I don't know. you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's just to acknowledge it in your own way and to recognize that, I mean, maybe it is, I'm going to make my own traditions around this day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for us, it's a homemade card, which means a piece of paper folded over. mm-hmm. If it's folded in half, it's a card, right? Yep. That's what counts.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I think... just deciding how you want to handle it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because even if you do that, like what we do, you know, and do it, and we don't do even, like, if, you know, when we're together, the times, it depends on when this February 14th falls, but yeah. it's not like we would go out for a dinner or really do anything special.
No.
For this. Many years, I was always in the UP for this day.
Yeah.
You know, and snowmobiling, and because it really just wasn't something we celebrated.
Yeah.
And I didn't ever, I mean, yeah, I guess I never asked you as far as those feelings that you talked about. Is that, do you, even back 20 years ago or 15 years ago, were you like, this is a sexy holiday and I'm not...
I don't... I mean, definitely it's occurred to me, you know, for sure. I've just come to the point where I'm just like, lingerie is not going to happen in my life.
I tried a lot.
I know.
they're either in some drawer somewhere that I don't know about or thrown away. I don't know. Yeah.
But like, I feel like you can't wear it if you don't feel it. You know what I mean? It, like, it doesn't, I don't know. Some people put something on and they become something more, I guess. And if that works for you, great. But if it doesn't, if a t-shirt is just as sexy.
mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know.
Keep going, yeah.
I just feel like it's more important to feel okay in your own skin, and uh-huh. I don't know if I'll ever feel 100% okay in my own skin,
but I think every year I think you feel more comfortable in your own skin. What I observe is that you feel a lot more comfortable than if we say 10 years ago and 15 years ago and even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is just my observation, not how you feel. I'm not trying to put a feeling in your head.
Yeah. I think there's just, like, I've come to accept that my body, like, my reconstruction's never going to be something that I'm happy to look at. It is what it is. It serves the purpose of clothes sort of fitting. And it's better than being, like, flat-chested for me in terms of, like, just the feeling of it and, like, you know, with nothing there, then I don't know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't comfortable that way, really. I don't want to, I think for me, it's, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. Some people do like full tattoos and things like that. That's never been really something that I've wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I have come to a point with the rest of my body where I'm like, thank you for getting me through. Thank you for working with me. I get it. I mean, I'm not always going to look down and say, gosh, I look great. But I do appreciate all that my body has done for me. And I think, I mean, I could look worse, right?
No, and that's where, you know, I wonder, or I just go, I've told you, I like your body.
Yeah.
I appreciate your body. All of that. But that, and that's the part I think, what I observe is you feel more comfortable about your body, at least around me.
I think so.
Compared to, again, 10 years ago or 5 years ago even, it feels like to me you feel more comfortable. So what I'm saying is we could give this lingerie thing another shot because I haven't tried in the last 15 years probably. But...
Hard no.
What?
I think the other thing with that is that I have a huge issue with...
Here comes the truth.
Here comes the truth. The whole subservience. And that's what I feel
Jiminy
like.
Christmas. I'm not buying you a maid outfit. Jeez, a nursing outfit. Come on.
No, it's that. It's... That's what gets me. I just... I don't know. There's a lot of head shaking going on.
What the heck? This is bullshit. Let's just call it what it is. I think this is
okay.
It's okay one way, but not the other way.
What do you mean it's okay one way?
You just bought me some underwear. That's okay.
It's not any different in terms of, oh my gosh. Yeah. I don't know.
Let's go. People want to know now. I think they're on my side.
No, I don't think so. It's not, it's comfortable. It's like underwear you wear every day.
I can get you something comfortable.
It's, you don't ever have to, you're a white man. You never have to.
True.
You never feel in less than other people. You're the whole society.
That is such bullshit. Why? Because you say it? Because everything we read on the news about the white man and they have everything? You think white men don't feel less than?
I'm... No.
That is ridiculous.
We're not... We don't... I'm not expecting you to dress up in a certain way, I guess.
Nor am I.
I know. That's why there'll be no lingerie in our lives.
Expect. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, it's got to be an expectation. It can't be anything other than that.
What do you mean?
Well, you said expect. I don't expect you. But sometimes we do things for others that we both do that for each other.
I get it. I just think for me, like this, the body image, the whole, is so tied to how I feel about myself that I want to feel in control of it. I don't want somebody else to be in control of that. And,
but you're okay being naked.
Yeah.
But put some clothes on and that is something that makes no sense. I'm sorry.
We can.
I don't think you've thought this through all the way.
I have.
I think you're stuck.
There are clothes that I put on that make me feel a certain way.
Okay, I agree with this. Yes, so same with me. Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
I don't want to wear those clothes. I don't want to wear clothes.
It has
clothes.
Nothing. Does it have anything to do with cancer?
I don't know. I mean, at this point in the game, I'm not sure I can distinguish life with cancer and life without cancer. Would it have, I was 26, mm-hmm. right? So,
right.
I don't know if that is something I can really answer.
Okay. I don't think it does.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
I would agree with that. I think even if I hadn't had cancer, I would probably still be fighting some of the same fights.
Right.
So.
Okay. Just gotta go naked. That's where we're at.
Whoa, this took a...
Yeah, what were we talking about?
February 14th. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel like we should put a warning at the beginning of this episode saying if you don't want to talk about lingerie. Yeah.
We've talked about much more than that.
Yeah, no, I know. I think...
So are there, do you have a similar opinion of like Sweetest Day and the other days that are out there? I don't know what the other Hallmark holidays are, but that's one too.
Yeah, Sweetest Day. I don't know. Sweetest Day is like smack dab in the middle of like football season and close to Sydney's birthday and things like that. We just, it goes flying by and we don't even notice it really.
Right. This is much more of a national.
I don't know that the other one evokes the feelings of like that sometimes people have to deal with the way Valentine's Day does.
For
I feel like Valentine's Day brings along the negative feelings in whatever respect that, you know, it's much more prominent.
I think, I mean, my biggest thing is I think it taunts people who want to be in a relationship who aren't.
I agree. And also just there's such a level of one-uppedness too. Like, oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you got flowers, you got this, you got that. Like, it's so out of control, the amount of money that gets spent. And even just like, I mean, silly things like chocolate. I don't like chocolate. Like, I don't want chocolate.
That took me 20 years. I know. 25 years.
Like, oh, thanks for the chocolate.
You spent 15 years really not telling me that.
Thank you, Sydney, for letting Dad know that I don't like chocolate. He heard you.
You do eat chocolate.
Certain things.
Yes, I know this.
The less chocolatey, the better. Yeah, so it's just all of those things. I don't want women to feel like their partner, if they're in a relationship, is expecting something from them because today is February 14th, mm-hmm. you know? I don't know. It's all of those things.
What about Mother's Day?
What about it?
Same feelings? Hallmark holiday.
Different feelings about Mother's Day. I'm okay with, I don't know.
By far.
I would be okay with not celebrating Mother's Day. I would be.
Need to fact check that one. I don't think you would be.
I would be.
No, if your kids didn't talk to you that day.
I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure last year.
Okay, our kids suck sometimes, but...
I don't, it's not something that I harbor. It's not, I think one of the things that I, you know, Valentine's Day is February 14th. You celebrate it, whether it's a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, it always gets celebrated, that kind of stuff. I don't feel like it's very easy to get past it, like throughout the day, you know, whereas other days I feel like you can kind of divert and.
Is it part of it like. The schools latched on to it, too?
Oh, I forget all about... True. I mean,
it's in schools. It's less in the older schools, but like elementary, holy moly, it's a whole day, right? Is that fostering this? I mean, is it a holiday, honestly, that should go away? Or is it, are people listening to this just going, Jesus, talk about haters. My gosh. Celebrate a day.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is fun. It brings fun to life to kind of celebrate different things, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like you can make your own fun with different, like, what you want to celebrate. I think it can be really stressful too.
Mm-hmm. It's not stressful for us.
No, I mean, the easy thing is, yeah, I agree with that, but,
This is a good one.
I don't feel like, yeah, I don't know if we got all the way through what I was planning
on. What were you planning? Because you don't tell me this. I don't know.
Yeah.
What were you going to talk about?
I think, going back to all of the body image type of things, I think that was probably what I wanted to talk about the most. Mm-hmm. I think we can make it funny, but I also feel like it does bring on intense feelings of shame, guilt, not enoughness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Do you think that is, you wouldn't know this, but is that people in or out of relationships, or does it not matter? Is it has nothing to really do with the relationship? It's all self-image?
I think it's self-image. I can't perception completely answer that.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, and you've always been somebody who has helped me build up my self-image versus, you know, feeling like it's one more thing that's tearing it apart. Mm-hmm. But I think it's, I mean, when I think about that whole, like, just the greater, society, like, for women in general, it's just, like, you can't be too big and you can't be too little. And
don't you think, like, we're getting better there?
I hope so.
What I see on TV, what I see in movies, what I see in it, mm-hmm. I really honestly think the momentum is not even beginning to swing. It's swung. I think I definitely observe that it's not just the women that are 6 foot tall and weigh 110 pounds and, Barbie type of thing. I
think it's getting better. I think that women are also part of their own demise. I think there's a lot of judgment that comes also from women. I mean... Mm-hmm. I think there's...
Oh, yes. Yes. Huge. That's still there. That's still there in high school for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about... I was talking with my colleagues a couple of weeks ago and talking about a little girl who was like, elementary age, who quit a sport because somebody told her that she was fat. And she just wasn't even... I mean, again, you can be whatever size you should still play, but... She wasn't fat. She just wasn't thin. Tiny.
Hence the commercial on the Super Bowl yesterday. You know, that trying to break through that body image of especially young girls. And no matter what. Yeah. I mean.
Hmm. Yeah. I think I wrestle more with I want to be healthy, you know, and I want to be happy with my body. But that doesn't mean it's kind of that balance of doesn't mean that I'm not going to carry a couple extra pounds or whatever. And if I look at my family, I mean, my mom, my daughter, and I, we all, our bodies are very similar. Mm-hmm. There's a few, you know what I mean? There's a little bit of a weight range, but within that, I'm like, it's all fine. Mm-hmm. And so being proud of that, I guess, is the thing. Mm-hmm. But
that's the challenge.
That's the challenge.
That's the challenge. And you gotta, from an advice perspective, I tell people, throw away your scale, buy a huge mirror.
Yeah.
Because that, the mirror's not going to lie to you. And if you want to judge, lose it, have I lost weight? Well, every day getting yourself on a scale, we've had this conversation, can just mess with your brain.
Yeah.
But if you stand in front of a mirror, a full-length mirror once a week, A, you're observing your body for changes, which is always a good thing. And B, it's not that we have to go, perfect. Right. That's not the thing. It's, and I joke with the kids in school, it's, I want to go, versus,
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
It's not, I go, okay. I'm never going to be, yeah, it perfect, but yes, I nailed it. None of us are, I don't think.
Yeah.
And I don't have a goal of that. I have a goal of, I don't want to be disgusted by myself. And I'm not talking about disgusted in a way of, oh my gosh, it's disgusted in, and I know I have not kept up with my end of the bargain of health, of just my personal health. If I'm way overweight or those kind of things, I haven't done what I need to do. My end of the bargain of keeping a strong immune system and doing that, I know goes hand in hand with, you know, weight. Mm-hmm. And I just want to look and go, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, hopefully that's coming across to my students of, yeah, that you don't have to be this typical whatever, but the mirror doesn't lie. That, you know, get a mirror. Hmm. That's my opinion, but scales destroy people.
Yeah, I've had to.
Except for you.
I think scales are pretty good for me. They actually
are. No, you are different than most people. Seriously.
Yeah. I realized too. Like my weight is going to vary 3 to 4 pounds quite often. Mm-hmm. So I have learned not to like.
Which causes some people to quit what they're doing.
For sure, I get that.
Yeah.
You know, I've also the other thing I've kind of come to terms with is like sizes, like. I don't know why we do women's sizes in this crazy, you know, whatever, 6, 8, 10, 12, right? You guys do waist size and pants, like, that's what the inches are, the inches. So, like, while I'm a size this, you know, size 8 and something, I'm a size 12 and something else. Well, people are like, well, I mean, it messes with your
brain.
Do they
do that just to make you guys come in person and shop?
No, I don't think.
I don't understand girls' stuff at all.
I don't think so. I think it's just one of those things that, like, the sizes are supposed to be sort of the same, but they're
uniform.
Not. You know? And also just learning that, like, you know, jeans have gotten a little stretchier over time and things. Like, some of them, I realize I have a couple pairs of the same brand of jean. I can wear them in 2 or 3 different sizes, and they all fit. Like.
Interesting. Wow.
You know what I mean? So I just go.
So wait, girls' jeans aren't. It's not a waist size?
Not. No. Oh, I mean, there are, sometimes there's a waist size attached to them.
Okay.
Also, but no.
Hmm.
Like, again, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there, too, I'm sure.
I know. It's just. It's craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think dealing with all of that, you know. And again, just tying it back into February 14th. What if that's a day that you just don't really feel that good about yourself? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
So, I don't know. The pressure is real, I think. But.
Yeah.
Just got to keep working on it. So. All right.
I'm going to yell at anybody in my class that says Valentine's Day this year. Not going to happen. We're the Grinch of Valentine's Day.
I like it.
Okay.
I'm willing to own that. So
we definitely think the holiday could be better. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, let's change
it. It's not a holiday. I shouldn't have called it a holiday.
Let's change it into like Love Yourself Day. You know? Love yourself.
There's a change.
You know?
I think that would be a positive change.
I do too.
Yeah.
Like, we have Earth Day, like love the Earth, like let's change Valentine's Day to Love Yourself Day.
Okay.
So, why not?
Why not?
All right. Woo!
That was a good one.
Have a great
day. If you're still listening, have a great day.
See ya. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still here. After all these years, after all these tears I shed, I'm still here, and I'm walking this earth like I should be. There was days that I didn't know if I would be. Yeah, yeah. Now I stand tall with my feet in the ground and my head in the clouds, 'cause I'm still here like I should be. Yeah, yeah, like I knew that I could be. Here we go, here we go. I'm still everyone. I hope you love this episode if I'm still here, and I wouldn't want you to miss out on what comes next. So be sure to rate, review, and follow this show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, especially if you found it helpful. We need all the shares, likes, stars, and love we can get. We'd also love to hear from you. Leave your comments and questions, and we'll incorporate them into future episodes. Have a great day.